You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we're back. Another episode of the Youth Ministry Sherpas. Hey, everybody. This is Steve Anderson.
And I'm Matthew McCabe. We are the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast, helping youth workers to keep going.
We are in day 24.
It's 24. This is the second to last one.
Oh, my gosh.
We're almost there. No, it's not. It's 23.
We don't know our math. But anyway, we're making our way through the alphabet with the Sherpa Shorts. Every day we bring a different word corresponding with the next letter of the alphabet, surprising each other with our definitions and what we have to say about it in regards to youth ministry. We are live at the Harvey Cedars Bible Conference
in
New Jersey.
Jersey Shore. Who knew that the Sherpas would ever be on the Jersey Shore? But here we are. Excited to be here and having a great time at the Youth Leader Summit.
Yeah, we've met a lot of cool people and got some new listeners and just hearing some great stories about youth ministry taking place in the Northeast. So it's really encouraging to be here.
Yes, and so here we go, our final 3 or 4 days of the shorts. I believe it's your turn, Steve.
Okay.
So I want to know what your word is for...
the letter X.
All right, my word for the letter X, I mean, you got to admit, this is tough.
There's not
a lot of words to begin with X.
Man up, Steve. Just give me a word that starts with X.
I've listened to this like 20 times, and I still don't know how to say it.
All right.
So I'm going to play it.
Do it.
All right. Let's see if this picks up on the mic here.
Zenodoki.
All right.
Sounds like it starts with a Z. Are you trying to pass off a Z word as an X word, Steve?
I am not. It is a Zenodoki.
Please define it and use it in a sentence.
Well, I don't know if I can use it in a sentence, but I'll try to define it for you. Okay. So it means it's a 17th century word having to do with hospitality. What are you laughing about?
17th century word?
Well, you got to dig deep to find an X word.
All right.
17th century word having to do with hospitality, showing hospitality.
Yes.
So that's the subject.
Hospitality.
So my question for you is, when it comes to new people, strangers visiting the student ministry at Cedarbrook Community Church.
We're against strangers. We don't welcome them at all. No, I'm just kidding.
No aliens or strangers
are
welcome here. But we are losing it.
Yeah, we are. This is great. This episode's going to kill.
Anyway, so what do you do when someone new walks in the door to make them feel like they're welcome and you are being hospitable?
Okay.
What's that look like for you guys?
What does that look like for us? Well, it looks like a lot of different things. First of all, we try to, and I say try because, you know, we don't always do it perfectly, but our goal is to have a welcome team each Sunday night for our high school and for our Sunday morning for our middle school.
Okay.
We like to have at least one volunteer as a part of that team and at least one, if not two, students, a part of our student leadership team.
Okay.
And their job is to stand at the front door and greet everyone that comes in, even the non-new people, the returners. Everybody gets a warm welcome, like, we're glad that you are here.
What's that look like? Just like a high five, a kiss on the cheek?
Well, depends on level of relationship. No,
okay.
I'm just kidding. It's a high five. It's, you know, we train them to, you know, be high energy.
Right.
Again, just to communicate, we're glad that you walked in this door.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking forward to you being here. We're glad that you actually came. So we want to communicate that right out the gate so that they know they made the right decision in coming out tonight, regardless of what happens the rest of the night.
Okay.
If they're relatively new, we try to, again, connect them with people that they met the week before or prior to that. If they're brand new, obviously we try to capture a little bit of who they are,
mm-hmm.
how they found us, and so they just enter in a conversation. We have a little gift bag. It's a string backpack with our logo on it, and in the string backpack is usually the current calendar, whatever season we're in.
Wait, did you steal all that from us?
No. Oh, this is completely original.
Oh, wait. No, that'd be cool. If you were giving them string backpacks from our youth ministry,
we would be in favor of that.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah,
we'll give you some more. You can have all that you want.
Obviously, information in there. So there's a contact card for the high school director or the middle school director so they can contact them.
Okay.
There's the calendar, any flyer for any really upcoming event. And then there's a coupon for a free drink and a free snack from our little, we have a little cafe snacky.
Right.
Items. We give them a little something for free. Okay. And so we give them that, and then it's the job of either the volunteer that's working the welcome team or one of the students, which is why we have multiples, to actually then stay with that student. That student in. Again, once we find out what school do you go to, most of the time a new person is brought by another student.
Right, so they hang out with that person.
Got that person to hang out. But quite often it's a new family from the church, and so they're just wandering in alone. They're not to leave that person's side for the whole evening.
Does that ever get super awkward?
I mean, obviously we try to coach our kids to make sure it's not awkward and creepy, but it's that idea of your job now is to go introduce them to your friends and your connections. So again, they widen their group of connections.
Okay.
So that's sort of how it looks like right out of the gate. What about for you guys?
It's very similar for us.
Did you steal it from us?
No.
Okay, because I think you should give out string backpacks with our church's logo on them.
Why don't we just do the opposite?
You just flop it. Yeah. Okay, that sounds good.
No, it's very similar. One of our student leadership teams, we call it the Love Machine.
I can't believe you called it the Love Machine.
I know. It's a great name. And their whole role is to make people feel welcome. Again, whether they're regulars or new people, first-timers, we give them a gift and a welcome and have them fill out some information and give them free food. So all those same elements. The one thing that's a little bit different is our Love Machine also prepares each week some kind of weird activity that everybody does on their way into the night.
Oh.
So they might have set up, I don't know, like we might have a cornhole contest in the lobby, or we might have one week we gave away little mini cups full of shamrock shakes for St. Patrick's Day, or they might have a game, like one week it was pin the hair on Pastor Steve. Just random.
That game
yes.
is now my new favorite game in the whole world.
Usually each month has a theme, and then each sub game goes with that theme. So it's just something to kind of build like a little bit of fun and community before they actually come into the room. So that's an added piece of it. It gives them some leadership in creating those things
sure.
and coming up with the ideas, which we think is really positive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How do you follow up? So, I mean, you've made them feel welcome. So then what happens in the week following a new student being welcomed into your ministry?
You know, I'm sure we're not alone. That's really hard.
Yes, it is.
I don't think we do a great job. The one thing we do is we write a handwritten note to every new student that week. It's usually coming from me or from the girls director or the middle school director. And, you know, just saying, hey, we're really glad you came and hope you can come back and try to remember their name, you know, so when they do come back, we know who they are. But, yeah, beyond that, we don't do a lot. And I think we could do something better. I'd love to hear if you have any better ideas.
Yeah, I really wish that I would. Yeah, we have that same struggle, very similar. They'll get something from us the week after they visit for the first time, but then if they don't come back or if they don't visit again, there's some serious sort of cracks in that system where almost nothing happens. And I think something should happen. That's something we're still trying to figure out. So maybe there's some people out there listening who have maybe some better next steps for how you engage with a student after they've come, but maybe they didn't come the next week or the week after.
Does the church do anything better? The church at large?
Probably not.
Yeah.
No. We have very specific follow-up stuff
right.
with the first-time visitors, but we don't have a whole lot in place for sort of those people that maybe then we haven't seen them for a month.
Okay. Hey, what's that sound?
Oh, I hear a llama, which means it's time for your secret word of the day.
We're down to the last three secret words to go into your secret Sherpa phrase.
And if you've been filling in all the words, you'll realize we're kind of into some filler words right now to make the phrase exactly 26 words long.
This is a real word. It was added to the dictionary within the last couple of years.
Are you serious?
I saw that online somewhere.
I can't believe it really was.
It is a real word now.
But anyway,
it's in the Webster's Dictionary.
Your word for the day is?
Hashtag.
Hashtag. That's it. So lock it in, and when you send that to us, and again, if you get all 26 words in the secret Sherpa phrase, and you email us, that you have a chance to win a free stay in the Sherpa House in Tampa at the National Youth Workers Convention. When you send us that, you can either type out hashtag, or you could just use the symbol that everyone uses.
We'll accept either.
Either will be accepted.
I got one last question for you.
All right.
Give me an example of a really awkward moment with a new person. I've got a funny story I'm going to share with you in a second.
Oh, man. A really awkward moment. I do know a student came up to me. This was a few years ago. A student came up to me. They were on the team. You know, they've been coached. you know, of all the things that they're supposed to do. And this person came in. I saw them kind of interacting, but it was clear it was awkward and it wasn't flowing. And there was almost some tension there. And then that person walked away. And one of the students came over to me and said, oh, you know, I know I'm supposed to kind of like, you know, help shadow, but that didn't go very well. I said, well, what happened? Well, when we welcomed them, they just said, I don't want to be here. And then we said, well, oh, sorry about that. I think it's going to be great. No, my parents made me come. And then, and I'm sure you're supposed to hang around with me, but I don't want to hang around with you.
Wow.
And then they walked away.
Wow.
And they went and sat on the couch and played on their phone for, you know, the rest of the night. So yeah, that was.
You didn't train your student leader for that situation.
They said that scenario wasn't in the training.
Wow.
So anyway, that's the best I got. But
okay. I have a similar one. Our girls director, Leah, she walked up to these two girls. They were new. They sat down on the couch and she tried to engage them in conversation, and they were very reluctant, similarly, to engage in that conversation. So she was trying really hard, and you know her, she's very outgoing, very friendly. And the one girl kind of engaged, but the other girl just stared at her. And then a friend of theirs walked in the door. So they were looking past Leah to this friend who had walked in the door. And I know the listeners can't see my face right now, but she mouthed the word to her friend, help me.
Oh, no.
She said, yeah, help me, like rescue me from this person who is trying to have a conversation with me. And Leah's looking into her eyes as she says this.
Oh, that's terrible.
Isn't that terrible?
Oh, poor Leah.
I know.
I want to give her a hug. Leah, if you're listening, we love you.
Help me.
That's terrible. Wow.
Rescue me from Leah.
Kids can be so rude.
They can.
It's crazy.
Well, I can't even say the word. I forget how you pronounce it.
It's whatever. It sounds like it's a Z word. That's all I remember.
It's
Zanotiky. Zanotiky.
Zanotiky.
Zanotiky.
Thank you.
It's your X word. Add that to your vocabulary. Use it at your next dinner party.
Z-E-N-O-D-O-C-K-Y.
You can't pronounce it, but you can spell it? What? Whatever.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Anyway, that's it for this episode. We'll be back tomorrow with another in our Odyssey through the alphabet. Until then,
Sherpas out.